Numbers chapter 23, verses 13 to 26. We come now to the second oracle. Now, let me remind you, I tried to explain this in an overview, that surrounding these oracles is a sea of paganism, superstition, idolatry, and all kinds of nonsense. And the men involved are all mixed up. Here's Balak. Well, he's a sure pagan through and through. Balaam is a right mixture. And there's lots of complication here. And it's all about Israel. And yet Israel is out of the picture. They're away down in the valley. They know nothing about this. But the great player in all this, Balak, Balaam, Israel, all the rest, the great player is God himself. And that comes over very strongly. And that's the point I want to make. God is sovereign here. Through all this sea of corruption and muddle and confusion and hatred of Israel, God is working his purpose out. It doesn't excuse or take away the responsibility, the sin of these people, but it does mean that we see God's glorious sovereignty here. Now, Balak comes, Balaam comes to Balak here, and here he's uttering his oracle. The Lord gives him the message. I've said about this. This is the burden of the Lord. This is the weight of the revelation of God, and he brings it to Balak. Arise, Balak, and listen. Now start listening to this. You see, I could say a lot of good things about Balaam here. This is the kind of note that we want to hear in preachers. Listen. Hear, awake, arise, hear me, son of Zippor. God, let's start with God. Today, it seems to be a kind of sleepwalking preaching. And we sort of take it in sort of just cozily. And we start with man. Man feels this and man feels that. You've got these inhibitions. Not at all. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? I have received a command to bless. He has blessed and I cannot change it. Oh, whatever I say against Balaam, and there's much to be said against him. Would that preachers were preaching like this. Grip, authority, power. God's decree, God himself, the sovereignty of God, the glory of God. Psalm 119, verse 89, God's word is fixed, eternal, and firm. And this is coming over here through these oracles. Here are all the wheedlers. Here are all the naggers and the gripers and the moaners wanting this and wanting that and trying this and trying that. And God is saying, no, here is my word. My word is fixed and sure. Men say things and they can't do it. Men say things and they forget. God, 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 29, is not a man that he should change his mind, that he should lie, that he can't do it. God has the power. God has the truth within him, the holiness, the definiteness about him. I'm trying to find the right word. That he will keep what he says. He says what he means and he means what he says. He does not change. I, the Lord, change not. Malachi chapter 3, James chapter 1, verse 17. The Lord says these things, and forever the word is settled in heaven. God is a rock. His word is a rock. Deuteronomy 32, verse 31. Remember, Israel is completely unaware of all this at this time. Listen to the blessing about Israel. Israel knows nothing of it, but God is doing it on behalf of his people, serving his cause, his covenant cause. No misfortune is seen in Jacob, no misery observed in Israel. The Lord their God is with them. The shout of the king is among them. God brought them out of Egypt. They have the strength of a wild ox. There is no sorcery against Jacob, no divination against Israel. It will now be said of Jacob and of Israel, see what God has done. Of course there's enemies. Of course there's divination against them, but it cannot stand. It cannot overthrow God's decree and his purpose. He is going to bring the Christ out of Israel, and the Christ will come out of Israel. Whatever the sins of Israel, whatever the rebellions, whatever the pagans are doing about it, God has settled it, and it's going to happen. The people rise like a lioness. They rouse themselves like a lion that does not rest till he devours his prey and drinks the blood of his victims. Then Balak said to Balaam, neither curse them at all nor bless them at all. Don't do anything if you're doing this, giving this blessing to them. Balaam answered, did I not tell you? I must do whatever the Lord says. And this is what has happened here. God is bringing his purpose out for Israel. His truth will stand. It's Psalm chapter 2, second Psalm. Read it and see. The Lord shall have them in derision. The nations rage. Oh, why do they rage? Why do they imagine a vain thing? He that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. He has set his king upon his holy hill. This is the second oracle. This is what Balak did not want. He wanted Israel cursed, but God will bless his people and his cause. Unbeliever, let me apply this. Unbeliever, will you never learn? I know today you get the impression from some preaching that God is a kind of sugar daddy, a kind of Father Christ. Don't you believe it? He is the sovereign God. And it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Do not resist him. Do not resist him. Do not judge the Lord by feeble sense. Don't judge him by man's standard. God says he means it, and he keeps his word. Will you never learn? Repent and believe while you have time, I urge you. Trust the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Believer, will we never learn? We have fears and doubts and questions. We get cast down, I know. Even in our sins and failures and muddles and mistakes and all the rest of it, we can despair and come to nothing. Let us have confidence in our God. Our God is not a man. He will not change his mind. Let's have some trust and confidence. I speak to myself. Some hope. Let's go on. Let's serve the Lord because his purpose is secure. Yes, tremendous odds are against us, but God is greater than all those odds. One with God. One with God is a majority. It must be accomplished. What must be? The will of God. Israel is ignorant, but God is working his purpose out. Psalm 121, verses 3 and 4. He that keeps Israel does not slumber or sleep. He is always watching over his people. Why? Because he is preserving his cause, bringing the Christ into the world, establishing the new covenant, and saving all his elect forever. Blessed, blessed be the name of God. That's what's going on here. And Balaam and Balak can say this and that and the other, but God is supreme and sovereign. Blessed, blessed be his name. Amen.